One of the maqsad and objects of this Islahi Jalsa is that to create this fikr and awareness amongst ourselves of the five different branches of our deen, which was mentioned last night also. The first branch on our aqaid, our beliefs, that our beliefs have to become correct. The second, inshallah, as the day will be going, we'll be mentioning all five. The second one is our ibadat, acts of worship. So after correcting our beliefs, we have to be a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will become manifest in the different actions of ibadat which Allah ta'ala has made for us. Firstly, our salah, which is the most important thing for a believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as was mentioned in the bayan, first thing to be questioned on the day of qiyamah will be regarding our salah. If our salah is correct, all the other acts will be proper. And if incorrect, then all the other acts will fail also. So if salah is very, very important, and not only performing salah, but then performing salah with jamaat. For males, in the masjid, we have to perform our salah with jamaat. And together with this, the Quran Sharif says, iqamat salah. Perfection of salah, not just reading salah, I perform a salah. But iqamat salah means perfection. It means a person must try to all the time increase and better his salah. So this is something of very, very great importance. Not just before performing our salah, but we are trying to improve our salah all the time. And also regarding this, learn our tajweed, learn the masail of salah at the right time. All of these things a person has to do, and throughout our life to try to perfect our salah. As Imam Musulah rahmatullahi once we read in the majlis, he mentioned the seven different stages of salah. So we're not even in the first stage of salah. So there's so much of effort a person still has to make to better and purify and perfect his salah. The second one is our zakat. Zakat, 2.5% of our wealth yearly, we have to give it to the poor people. And there are great virtues for this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who pays his zakat, he has purified his wealth. Like how a person, it mentioned also in a hadith, that if a person doesn't give zakat, then this results in calamities and problems for a person. Allah says, halat and conditions come down, calamities, misfortunes, problems upon the Muslim ummah. And in the year after, the fire of Jahannam. So Allah says, protect and save us, giving our zakat. Besides our zakat, إِنَّ فِي الْمَالِ لَحَقًا سِوَ الزَّكَاةِ. There is a haq and right in our wealth, besides zakat, helping the poor people, the orphans, looking after the masajid, the madaris, our family members who are, example, widows, the children who are orphans. It's our duty and responsibility to look after them. So these are certain rights regarding our wealth. Then the third is our fasting in the month of Ramadan. This, alhamdulillah, generally the Muslims do this year, but together with our salah, we have to try to create perfection in our fasting. Not just we are staying away from food and drinks, but together with that, trying to create more perfection in our fasting, staying away from all gunas and sins, especially when a person is fasting in the month of Ramadan. Then another great ibadah is our hajj. If a person is not gone for hajj once in his lifetime, he should make effort for this year. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person has got the ability to go for hajj, and he doesn't go for hajj, then let him die as a Jew or a Christian. What a severe warning from the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once in our lifetime to perform umrah, the ulama says sunnah muakkada, and to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among the greatest of mustahab actions. It's a very, very great virtue and benefit the person will get. So Allah give us tawfiq, we should try to go for hajj, if we haven't gone for hajj, and try to go for umrah also. It's a very, very great ibadah and act of worship. Qurbani has to be done once in a year, the time of Qurbani. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Daily a person must take our time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we have come here. If we make intention that today when I leave from here, if I don't make any tilawat of Quran Sharif, I will at least start off with it, whether it is 2 pages, 3 pages, some tilawat of Quran Sharif I will be making. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will be approved for you or against you. So if daily a person is making tilawat of Quran, what a ni'mat Allah has given us. And we leave a Quran on our side, and once in a year, when somebody passes away, we take it out for now Yasin Sharif to read. It's a very great injustice to the Quran Sharif. So every day, inshallah, every one of us make intention that from today for the rest of my life, every day, some Quran Sharif I will recite. We all make intention, inshallah, that we should try to. And ulama say the best is at least, the minimum is at least 2 khatams a year a person must make. Ideally, a non-hafiz should make 1 khatam every month. And a hafiz of Quran, every 10 days, 3 paras a day. This is ideal. We should try to make effort towards that day. Normally, there's a habit of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, every week they would make 1 khatam of Quran Sharif, what we call in our Quran Sharif the manzil. They would make 1 manzil every day, and in this way they would finish their Quran Sharif every 7 days. So tilawat of Quran is very important. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily we need. This is our spiritual food. And Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Make abundance of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least we can start off with our basic zikr after fajr, after asr salah. Take out some time for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every action, our eating, our sleeping, all of this is part of our ibadat. So whatever action I am doing, I will follow the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last point mentioned here is Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Calling people towards righteousness and preventing them from evil. Somebody is doing something wrong in a nice way, in a correct way. We try to correct that person, make dua for that person. If we cannot correct him directly, indirectly, or by means of somebody else, we go and speak to that person so that gunas and sins will stop. And if the person is not doing good, how can we correct that person in a right way, in a righteous way? In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people become involved in guna and sin, and there are people who are able to stop them, and no one stops them, then very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down punishment. It won't be only for that people. It will surround and encompass every single person. Everyone will suffer because those people did not prevent other people from doing wrong. So this is our duty also, especially in our own homes firstly, with our children, with our family members. This is for the ayn, compulsory for a person. And then generally with other people also, it's our duty and responsibility to encourage them to do righteous actions and prevent them from evil actions. And the final point I mention here is that before engaging in nafal ibadat, many people, mashallah, get shock and desire, a lot of nafal ibadat. But we have to look in our past life, our qadaz, our faraz namaz, our salat, fasting, zakat, qurbani, which we haven't done, we should try to fulfill them. This is very, very important. Many people, after changing their lives, they are very particular now, nafal namaz, tahajjud, no problem, mashallah, very good. But what about our years of qadaz, salat, our fasting, our zakat, which we haven't given? This is faraz upon a person. And it hasn't become wiped out, maaf. The person will have to do it before he passes away. So let us get this fikr within ourselves. MashaAllah, there are many brothers who come and ask us for this qada kitab. And they start marking off in the kitab. Then 10 years of salat, 5 years of salat. Slowly, slowly they are doing it. And they have managed to fulfill all of their salat and the zakat. And whatever they have done, they have missed out in the past. So Allah create within us this fikr and concern, inshallah. And finally, the last point is, they don't just suffice on these actions. But we have to make an effort to create life in these actions. We are performing salat, how much of life is in that salat? We are giving zakat, how much of life is in that zakat? We are fasting, how much of life is there? Tilawat of Quran, how much of life? Zikr, how much of life? All of these things we have to continue progressing. So not just the outward action, but the reality has to come into a person. And for this we are having this Islai Jalsa, for this we are sitting in the Sohbat of the Buzrugani Deen, the pious people, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, to create life and ruhaniyat in our actions. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant myself and all of us, tawfiq to make amal.